And Kira, perhaps you could describe how practically you begin to complicate that historical narrative in your classroom.
I think it's quite important to think about who should be involved in the story of South Africa, like what people do include and how do you tell that story. So, for example, if you look at specification, women are just entirely absent. And it really frustrated me teaching it for years because I just didn't feel like I could include women more than a tokenistic, oh, there was Winnie Mandela doing this and so forth, and including sources and things from them. So I created an inquiry, which is like a set of six lessons talking about women and apartheid. So the question is, how far was a woman's place in the struggle in South Africa? And what I did is I went through revision. So going through things like the Defiance campaign, but doing it through explaining how women did actually influence that campaign. So the Defiance campaign says, open the jail doors, we wish to enter. But the reason why that could have been so successful was because women had actually destigmatized the idea of going to jail for political reasons in 1913 with the pass laws. So reinterpreting the history that they've learned to revise and recap, but making sure that they can see actually the position of women in that history.
Yes, absolutely. And another complicating factor that I find with this history is the role of violence and the question of whether violence is necessary or justified to create social change.